The Traveler's Journal, December 8th, Going Gonzo Over Gozo. The nation of Malta consists of four small Mediterranean islands. 60 miles south of Sicily, midway from Italy's toe to Africa's coast, Malta's strategic position and superb harbor made its main island a prize for every empire since the Phoenicians. Crusading knights seized Malta from the Moors and made it an island fortress. In World War II, Germany failed to bomb the then English colony into surrender. Malta has been independent for 4 years, but its martial history has had a lasting effect on the rocky island. Yet, just to the north, another limestone fastness has survived the centuries relatively unscathed. Only 10 miles end-to-end, the island of Gozo is so green it's often called the Ireland of Malta. Largely bypassed over the centuries by pirates and invaders, it's remained a brigadoon realm of quiet hilltop villages, stone-lined lanes, and sun-washed seascapes. Victoria, Gozo's only significant settlement, lies in its center. A panorama of emerald fields spill from the ramparts of the city's fortress. From there, it's not far to Gantia, a Stonehenge of 20-ton limestone blocks erected 1,000 years before Egypt's pyramids. Ancient trails lace Gozo's steep and immensely scenic cliffs. One leads to a cave where, according to the Greek poet Homer, a frisky Calypso kept Odysseus as her love slave for 7 years. Lucky travelers who happen on Gozo these days may find it as difficult to leave. You'll never be alone when you visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.